What's going on, guys? You're listening to What Guys Think, and we are here for a new special episode. Josh is actually going to juggle to start us off. Josh, I know you've been practicing all week, so
where's your equipment?
Oh, wait. You forgot the bowling pins?
Oh fuck!
You don't have one.
I left them in my car.
The clown car.
Yeah.
Smells like Chipotle in there too.
I had Chipotle today in my car after work, and it definitely smells like a fiesta in there now, bro. It's fucking, that shit smells afterwards.
The real question is, was it bussin'?
It was bussin', but I don't like Chipotle better than like Qdoba.
One of my friends got Chipotle.
It's good, bro.
The other day,
it's good.
She got food poisoning, and I'm like, damn.
That from just, Chipotle?
Yeah.
Which Chipotle? So I know not to go there.
It was like probably North Jersey because she's like by Montclair, so. I think you're good for the.
Do you remember that story in like one of our first episodes about the bowls that they used? Like they had pesticides in them. Did you actually hear about that, Katie?
No,
Casey.
I have no idea.
They had like bowls. Apparently, like the bowls that they were using had like pesticides.
Wait, like the actual
like
bowls
just go to Costco and get a Dixie cup. You know what I'm saying? Put them in a fucking.
I'm trying to be good, like eating like a nice.
Put them in a burrito, pot. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bro.
You don't like the pesticide bowl?
I actually ask for that when I go there now.
We're joined here today by our friend KC, TikTok star and gymnastics championship of 2016.
For sure, that's what I'm most known for. Actually,
what's going on, KC? It's good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
I'm dying to come on.
Tell us how. I know I met you. What was that? A week ago or 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago.
We went out. We had a good night. You rolled through. Josh was like, "Yo, my homegirl is trying to join us for the big night out." So I said, "Let's do it." How do you guys know each other?
Just from
the pizza place.
Yeah,
we used to work together.
I used to deliver pizza. She used to be like the
in charge.
You consider yourself? Yeah, she was basically the owner, director, producer, screenwriter.
Everything Frank's doing tonight was me.
Anything that you were doing tonight, Katie was doing. But yeah, nah, we worked at this place. Just stories for days. Like our boss was just a juice head.
Really?
Psychopath.
He was very interesting. Like,
he's doing diamonds in the pizzeria.
Not diamonds, but more or less like would knock you out if he would just want to kill you.
Like I've
he
seen
would,
him toss people into walls.
It like, doesn't make any sense.
Like, so, like kids? Because y'all were working there. How old?
I started there when I was 14.
He would say, what I'm saying is like he would say anything. He was the type of person that would say anything to anyone regardless of gender, age, didn't matter.
He
would just fucking say anything. And it didn't matter because like I would walk in some days and like just like I wouldn't even know if I would make it through the shift because I think I would get fired or some shit.
You got tossed out a few times.
I got tossed out.
Like Jazz and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Like right out the door.
And then like the next day I would get a call. We really need someone today. Like we're all out of drivers.
Literally the next day. Sometimes probably an hour after he got tossed.
So stupid. But yeah, that's how I met Katie. She was the basically the fucking boss of the entire place. The glue, I would say.
At like
the
16. Glue. Yeah.
Damn.
I tried my best.
That's like that. I think that's like the startup job, right? The pizza place.
You know what's so funny that you say that? He said my boss Bob would say.
I know
that,
exactly what you're gonna say.
Like he was like, you know, delivering pizza is like just he's like that opens up so many doors for you.
What doors?
He's like in
every
the future,
in the
like jobs. I'm like, bro, I'm delivering a pepperoni pizza to a house.
Communication skills, driving skills. What did he say? Did he list any, or he just said
It's just
he basically thought that if you work there, like one day we would all be millionaires. Like that is your starting point.
He's like, this is the starting point. Like everyone works a job like this. I'm like, yes, I agree with you. I'm like, but this is not the tunnel the road I'm gonna take to be a CEO of a company.
To him, it was like that was like.
That was like, is that his only place? That was like his
he had two at one. Well, they used to have one in Red Bank, and then he had two at one point, and then they ended up getting rid of the second one. So he only has one now.
Right. So
funny. It was just, he was a character, but the people we worked with would kept me going. So yeah, that's,
yeah, we like
that's
like a lot of good people
with every job like that, like starting off high school, that like the people is why you
right,
stay
dude.
Most of the time, like
especially
the pay, probably
right.
not the best.
Like, even me and Billy at fucking Red Oak, dude. Like, even the people that... Red Oak, blue cock. But, like, the people... You know what I'm saying? But the people that we work with, Bill, you know what I'm saying? We're fucking,
right.
like, real people, funny people that like, you didn't mind going to work with every day, but... the place itself just sucked. And it's the same thing with this place too. But
we would all like hang out. We still hang out like to this day. Like none of us work there anymore, but like we still keep in touch. Like
that's good. Yeah, yeah. I like that too. Like that's you form like that bond, and then you see each other outside of work. Like after years later, you're like, yo, that place fucking blew. That's the best part. Just talking shit about it.
There's so many stories that I could say, but I'm just not going to. But there's a lot of things that just.
But that's awesome. No, we had a good time, though. We went to Johnny Mac's, and Casey bought me, like, three drinks, and I bought her, like, none. I was like, yeah, I got, let me get, and then we were like, never, it never happened.
I was feeling real generous that night.
I owe you, like, seven drinks.
The minute we left Johnny's to go to Porta, that's when my brain turned off. I don't remember anything after that.
Really?
Not a thing.
Like, could you now or not?
Nope.
Wow. I've been there, like, to the point where, like, not I've gone thing. Out, and I'm like, oh, shit, they were there last night. Or, like, oh, God, we did that last night. But I've never been, like...
Like, I couldn't recount any events from that night after Johnny Mac's. I just can't. I don't even know what happened.
Well, we also started drinking at, like, 5 o'clock. And then didn't even... You guys didn't even leave for Porta.
Do you like Johnny's? Like, what's your rating out of 10?
I like Johnny's. I like the pizza. I like the environment. I like the
people. That night was actually got pretty lit in there, bro.
Oh, my God. You couldn't even move. When you guys left, we were going to stay there, me and my other friends. And then we ended up going to Ale House.
Oh, yeah. How was it when we left?
It was dumb.
We walked in, and then, like, you could not even, like, move an elbow. Damn. So they were just like, we're going to Ale House. And I was like, all right. And then I ended up spending $30 back and forth between Ale House and Porta because Haley kept up.
How was Ale House? Was it all right?
It was fun. They had like it wasn't as packed as like Johnny Mac's. Like they had like the little like DJ station by the bathroom, but like other than that, it was like it wasn't crazy.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, nothing like Porta though, because when I went back to Porta, like that was obviously more like
A little more amped up.
It was actually really packed at Porta too on Saturday. Normally Saturday is like the off night. Like it's still a night where people go, but
Saturday Johnny Mac's is like that's like the Saturday people know who are in
there. Right.
They're like, I need to get my slice and my warm beer, as Josh says. If you want the best slice,
the beer is not warm. Like, I don't get why you say that.
I think it was just it's not a joke because it's truthful.
Okay? I drink beer; they were all cold.
Go like, there on June 20th.
What's your 90, deal, June 20th?
95 degree weather. Get two Bud Lights. See how they taste. That's just going to be drinking urine. I'm telling you right now. It's like if you drink like that, I'm saying maybe in the summer.
Right.
Okay.
The summer at Johnny Mac, like if you're going to get like just beers, like constant beers, even at Bar A, I don't do the fucking, you know, the beat the clock. I can't, bro. It's too much beer for me. And
you're
I can't
beat
drink
the clock
beer.
A little bit.
But I can't. But I don't do beer. I do vodka clubs. I don't drink beer at that. I don't. It's too much for me.
I drink the beer. I pound the beers.
I know.
She's the one with like 7 cups.
Yeah.
When they're like pouring them onto each other.
Oh, I stack my cups.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like the trend.
I'm a big
like
beer person, though, either way. So it's
I think you told me that when we were out, and I was like, my friend did that. He got kicked out of the bar. Stacked his cups, and they were like, all right, we've seen that you probably had too much. And they were just like,
oh, no, you told me that because I started stacking my cups at Johnny Mac's. Just like, it's like Bar A, like PTSD a little bit. Like, I was like stacking them.
That's
and
funny.
Then he was like, you're going to get kicked out. I was like, what?
They want to kick
out. I thought they said something.
They probably kicked them out because of other reasons, but they were probably like, we'll just say
But that was like the start to it.
Exactly. It's funny because we usually roll the intro for the show. I do it in editing, but I got a little soundboard here, and we're gonna have fun with this today. For example,
bruh,
that's gonna be great,
bruh.
Oh my God, that's I wish me. That was right by me because I just want to press when you guys say stuff.
That's the best one.
Funk Flex tickets coming out Thursday. Look at that girl twerking in the parking lot, Ariana Grande. She just dropped her new single.
All right, let's roll the intro. Casey, Josh, you got to let the guests roll the intro. We always
I was joke. Eager. I was
what
eager.
I
was eager.
I can't
I was
see
eager.
Anything. I'm blind.
All right, this is one right here. Number
I don't
one.
Think
number
I can
one.
Reach it.
All right, hold on. Oh, I got you. I'll bring
Thanks.
It to you.
Holy
shit.
There
you go. Number one. You can move it?
Number one.
There you go. Go on, sit back, relax. Go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in. It's what guys think. So that's it, bro. That's a live intro for the first time ever.
That's crazy, dude. Like, this is, it's crazy that they can make things like
and
this.
And I could put anything on that if I want. Like, I got it programmed into the laptop. So,
you can change the sound.
Yeah,
like
whatever I want.
That's sick.
I don't, there's some segment buttons on there, some funny, like, memes.
You can make it, like, sayings, bro, that we say.
Oh, that's the, what is this?
Like, that's funny, dude.
Oh, we're gonna figure out what we want on there, and then we'll make some funny jokes with it. But Yeah, so today we're basically gonna get into like a few topics, but I don't know, like we're probably gonna start posting this on TikTok, clips and whatnot, because we're recording this episode and we haven't recorded in like a minute. So, and I'm also punching myself in the head because we didn't record Robert Frank, and that would have probably been crazy.
That would have been such a sick episode if you
did. I know, dude.
But it's like, what are you gonna do? Like, you can't do everything.
We still put ourselves out there in the worst, and we still put ourselves out there, like regardless of right. the, yeah. You know.
And the episode did well, and people listened, and there was a lot of good feedback. So that's really what I wanted.
I listen to the pod.
She all the time. Casey listened to the pod all the time.
I do because I always see it in his stories. So like I started listening, and that's why I wanted to come on.
She's a real one.
That's what I want. That's like people see it, they hear it, share it. Like sharing is like the biggest thing. Like once people start sharing it more.
Right. Or like just letting people know about it. Like
word of mouth.
Anything, bro.
Oh, 100%. All my friends know about it now too, because we have like separate, we're like you know my friends, but like we have separate friends. So like all my friends know that I'm here right now.
Yeah, that's great. And it's great that you have a amazing platform like TikTok to really spread the word. So that's dope. And one of the reasons you're here, not because you're awesome and you're like
thank you
you could also like
homegirl
you're doing very well on TikTok in terms of like followers, and like you've had those videos that blown up.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
That's tell us always. Like just get we'll get into it more, but just tell us like a little bit of like what you did to get into like tell us about TikTok followers, what kind of videos, and like how it started.
So I basically like I'm going to give one of my friends credit because I always have to give him credit because he technically started me on TikTok.
Yeah.
So he asked me to download it one day because he wanted me to like comment on his video being like For You page, whatever.
Right.
And so I download it. I start getting into it. Then like a week later, he's like, I have this cool like video idea, because he already blew up at this point. He had like 50,000 followers, had a video doing really well.
Nice.
So he was like, I have this cool video idea that you have to like start swiping right on every guy on Tinder. And like, I'm going to make my girlfriend a fake profile and then see like what guys send to her. But I want like the intro to be like what the guys have sent you. Then like I do this. I have like 1,000 matches, probably like 1,000 messages. And he goes, yeah, forget it. That's stupid. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Then I'm going to do it like on my TikTok account.
Hell yeah.
And those videos just started taking off. Like every time I posted it, it was like 100,000 likes, and it was like 500,000 likes. One got like 900,000 likes. Like it just kept going. So I was like, I'm gonna keep doing it.
This is a funny concept, dude.
Do you think it was just that so many girls, maybe guys, can relate to that? Like that
probably.
Really just...
I know a lot of my followers because they comment. I like look at my comments, and a lot of the guys followed because they wanted pickup lines, like they wanted inspiration. And the girls would follow just because they were like, I got sent that too. Like they thought it was so funny that we were getting like the same pickup lines, basically.
That's pretty. Yeah, that's great.
I don't know like where they come up with these things. Like some of them that they send, honestly, like some of them are like creative enough where I'm like, you know, like where did you really think about this? Or like where did you actually come up with this? Like genuinely, some of them are, because I've seen some of the videos, bro. They had me dying because it is relatable because like people use Tinder.
Right.
And like send messages every day, fucking people every day that like get declined and probably get put in group chats and all this different 100%. Shit. Like. Yeah, dude. So I just think that's the reason why. You got to make relatable content, dude, so that people relate to.
And that's what it was, because everyone uses Tinder, and they wanted to see what guys were sending me. Because half the time, it's like, you can tell too, well, at least I can tell now, when it's like a pickup line you got off Google, or if it's like original.
Right.
Like, you can 100%
tell. The Google pickup lines, like, come on, just send
me. I'm like, that. I would literally answer sometimes and be like, that was my 15th line, the same exact one today.
What's like the most common one you've ever got? Like that's like this one again for the 17th.
Trying to think.
Time.
I haven't done a Tinder reading in a while because they always get banned now. So I just like stopped doing
them. Only 10. I see.
Yeah, yeah, like you that can get one.
Socked in the mouth.
The one where it's like.
There's.
I'm trying to think. Like that. Like are. What's it called? They would send me like B3. And I'd be like, what? And they'd be like, oh, I thought I was at a vending machine because you're a snack. Or like, you can't, like, I can't bring snacks into the movies. Like, some bullshit
I think
like that.
I actually did that one.
Write that down. Write that down.
You're like, oh, well, she got it, but no one else did.
I was going to say, I actually did that one in middle school.
In middle school?
Still.
Would you pass a note in the middle of class?
I've done that. Yo, seventh grade.
She was like in queue at the front of the class.
Seventh grade, I was like, want to go to the dance with me? Like, yes or no box? You bet your ass it was a big check.
Right, a yes?
I used to get those sometimes in middle school, and I would make my own box and be like, maybe. Because I was just, I was that bitch. Like, I didn't care.
That's great. I mean, that's can't be easy.
I don't even think I held a hand until like, until like eighth grade.
Can we talk about freaking... Tommy's Tavern.
What about, yeah, I mean,
the girls in Tommy's Tavern, like the two girls.
Oh okay
so we
yes.
gotta
wait
yes.
Which one, Freehold or
yes, Freehold. Okay.
Freehold.
So
Freehold.
Thursday, Casey's like, y'all gotta come experience the Thursday of Tommy. So I'm like, I'm down 100%.
It's dope, dude.
And this is after like a full week of us being like, guys, taking a break.
Ends then, on Thursday.
It fucking kills me.
Someone always texts like, yo, this Friday, this Saturday, and it's like, almost made it.
Yeah,
we almost did it. Like, we could do anything else, but you know what it is? When it comes to Jersey, bro, what are you doing? Throw the hatchet throwing?
Like, the only, that's what I'm, my mom even was like, you know, that would be fun, don't you think? Mom. I was like, Mom, not one person, any of my group chats are using their fingers to type, let's go to the axe throwing place tonight.
Can you imagine?
Nobody
said
in
that?
My group chat saying that. Bro. Like, regardless if it's fun, just nobody in my group chat is saying that, dude.
But that's so true. Like, who the hell? Like, it's that true. Bowling.
Bowling is okay.
Oh, like, I love drunk bowling. It's
like,
my
okay.
favorite thing.
Like, bowling I can do, definitely.
Tier.
I don't mind that.
That's
top golf, stuff like that. Yeah, like,
fun.
I don't mind. Yestercades. Come on, dude. Or like an arcade.
Was there a spot, like, we'll get back to Tommy's, but was there a spot that a guy, like, let's say, like, you're like, you were like, yeah, I'll go on a date. And then they were like, yeah, we can go here. And you went and you were like, like, I guess I'll go. Like, I guess this is the
oh,
spot.
Oh, you're saying like she... Oh,
like,
okay,
what's
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
worst date spot? Not the worst date, but the worst spot. You were like, ooh, I guess I'll...
Well, surprise... Okay, this is going to sound... Are you talking about just from the Tinder guys or like guys in general?
Any guys. Like, it doesn't have to be just the Tinder guys. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
no,
I know.
I'm just trying to think. I have one bad Tinder experience and I've never been on a Tinder date since then.
Like, genuinely bad?
Like, genuinely bad. And I'll say it. I don't care. It was years ago.
If you're saying it's bad, it's bad.
No, it's bad. So this guy basically messaged me one time and was like, we were talking for a little bit, like Snapchatting, whatever. I'm like probably like 17 at the time. Like, I'm young.
Right.
But he's like only a year older than me, so it wasn't bad.
Right.
So he was like, let me pick you up. Like, let's go on a drive, whatever. It was like a Friday night. Like, it wasn't like late, whatever.
Yeah, well, Avenue Q, Avenue D, what is
yeah.
it?
Oh no, it gets there. So,
all right.
So he picks me up. Everything's fine at first. Like, we're having like a normal conversation. Then he randomly, like, and it's not too far from my house, but still to this day, I could not tell you where we were.
Right.
Like, no idea. So he pulls into like this random like parking lot where there's like boats parked, but it's like a secluded spot. And there's like a little, it's not even a beach. It's probably like a river. Like, it looked dirty. Like, it was not like...
Yeah.
Anything crazy. So we get, he's like, do you want to go on a walk? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we go on a little walk. He keeps trying to hold my hand. And I'm like, not into hand holding at all to this
right.
day. Like, it's just, I'm
yeah,
just not
yeah,
a fan.
It's not your thing.
So he keeps trying to hold my hand. I'm like kind of letting him and then kind of like pulling away. And then like, we're having a normal conversation. Everything's fine. He like kisses me at one point, but like, it wasn't weird. Like, he wasn't trying to hook up with me
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And then it was getting late. We go back in the car because he was like, yeah, let's like, I'll take you home now, whatever. We get back in the car. I kid you not, 30 seconds of dead silence. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, is he going to pull out? Like, what are we doing? Kind
yeah.
of. And I look over at him, he's staring directly at me, like literally like creepy, like not even like he noticed I look, like he looks away, like staring.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of look. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Moves his hand, puts the seat back all the way, like his head's basically touching the back seat, and just looks at me. And I look at him. I'm like, what the fuck?
You good?
Yeah, like, I didn't say anything, because I'm like, what are you doing? And he literally just points at his dick and was like, so...
That's
no.
crazy, dog.
And I just looked at him, I go, yeah, I'm totally good off that. Like, I was trying so hard not to laugh.
You
too,
know what's so crazy,
like,
though, about that dead
the
ass?
The audacity?
Not, well, just the audacity, but, like, that's normal, I think, for girls to go through.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't the first time.
It doesn't make any fucking
that
sense to me,
that would never go through my mind. The only time I would think about that is if,
like not to, like, not saying, like, if the vibe was there, you wouldn't, like, you know, leap.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
obviously,
listen,
but like,
listen,
if you're
it's
just
happened
like,
before again.
If you guys
me,
like just hooked up and like, first of all,
we didn't even
all,
hook up, we kissed.
He's,
we smooched.
He's grilling you. That he's grilling you for a half hour.
He
might as well ask you 20
gave
questions.
Her a kiss on the forehead yeah. and then was like,
and
no,
leans
literally.
His, come on, and points at it.
Points.
Use your words, Kat.
I think two hands. Like, I was just like, what the fuck
Can
are
you
doing?
Imagine, like,
yeah.
Like, that's what I don't understand about, because I think that's really a normal occurrence for girls, and I don't understand how that goes through. Like, what goes through guy says. It's just me. Like, we understand that that's weird. I that's why it doesn't make any sense to you. And, like, I hear about other dudes because I don't hear about that from you guys because I only talk to you guys. So I don't know about these other stories that girls go through. And
right.
These dudes, bro.
I don't know. Girls go through. That was not my first story like that. And I'm sure it won't be my last. Like, girls go through that shit all the time.
100%.
Like, it's just.
And that's just one of the cons.
Yeah.
And it's like, What do you, like, what happened after that? It was just like, you just like reclined up.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, no, like, I basically was like, no. I mean, no.
That's awkward too.
And then he drove me home in dead silence.
Oh, of course. Cause like, now you just that was fucked it. Up everything, yeah. My boy. You're and done I'm like, after that.
How do you yeah. come back?
You're done. Nah, you don't
he
come can't. Back.
He
you're
tried
done.
To hit me up for like probably like a month after that. Nah, and you're I just done like, after every that. Message, red. Like, can't that was it. Like,
but yeah. Nah, that's crazy. But Tommy's, bro, at fucking, those two girls at Tommy's on fucking Thursday, like,
so yeah, there's these two girls that are just like, you know that they're just waiting to be talked to. Like, it's not like anybody never
can
does
we just
it.
Talk about this for like 2 seconds about girls that don't do anything in the bar for the most part. Like, they kind of just
mean?
Like they kind we were of
at, no, you have to talk about Teak, like in the like
okay,
like,
so at Teak, like girls that we went to Teak and there's just like groups of girls that kind of just like stand there. They don't dance. Like, they kind of just stand there and wait for guys to come up to them.
Oh, girls will go out specifically for that reason.
No guy. Like, I mean, at least I could speak on the guys on I the, go out
but
with.
But on the dance floor, you're waiting? That's
oh,
what
no,
I'm trying to
no,
say.
No, girls will literally like, I'm not going to. If like, I'm. I don't know. Girls definitely do that though. Like, they want to go out specifically to find a guy and like hook up with them. Like, they will stand there and I wait. Mean, like, they don't give a fuck.
That's cool. It's just not going to be me. And it's not going to be anyone that I'm out with. I'm not going to talk to your tumbleweed ass.
Right.
I will not. You got to be shaking that tail feather. You know what I'm saying? You got to be shaking that.
It's so, just weird because it's like, you feel like, are they all right?
Like, that's why I don't, like, that to me, like, I wouldn't go up to you if you're a girl, if you're like.
Well, some girls think that they're, like, honestly, looking, it's weird as fuck, but some girls, like, dead ass think that they're just better.
They're better than everyone.
So they're literally standing there being like, all these guys are gonna come up to me, and it's like,
like, you're at Teak okay, with the rest like, of us.
Yeah. Right. It's not like some girls literally think that though, and I'm just like, all right, you do your thing, I'll be on the dance floor.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. And like the thing at Tommy's is that these girls, like, you just everybody they were just waiting, but at the same time, like what would you say? Like, they're just like,
no, dude, they were yes girls.
Yes.
Or no pick me girls. Pick me. Oh, most definitely they're pick me yes. girls. That's the term, right? Pick me?
Yes.
Pick me,
pick
girl
me girls
is like.
Yeah. Pick me girls are bad.
I don't know.
Like
exactly
they, but they were like, bro, like, they came up to you. Like, we were about to dip. They came up to you.
Right. They, yeah. So, like, yeah. Like, long story short, we were dancing the whole night. We were having a good time, dancing with other people, getting drinks. And then at the end of the night, like, I met like one of them at the bar and like got to know them a little bit. But then I was like, all right, like, I'll see you later.
Right.
But as soon as we're about to leave, they come up to me like, oh, like, they say my name. They're like, let's go dance. And I was like, I got to go like maybe an hour ago. Like, right. And then as soon as we're about to leave.
You see them getting their coats on.
They got their coats on walking out with us.
I'll be honest, like. And I love my friends, but I have a few friends that are very pick me. But the difference is that, like, most people don't know. Like, you guys see the pick me side of it.
Right.
They only act like that when guys are around.
Yeah.
So they don't act. So they could be a really good friend to you and stuff. But, like, the minute they're around guys, like, there's certain girls I refuse to hang out with my guy friends. Because I'm like, it's just fucking annoying. Like, right. I don't want to be around that.
I feel you.
It's pick me guys, too, dude.
Oh, 100%.
Got every fucking girl wants them. They want every girl to like them. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care about that.
When we were at Tommy's. We were at Tommy's and when we were at Johnny Max that day, there was like one of the girls that liked Andrew.
Right, dude.
And Andrew was Angie. Shout out Angie.
Shout out Angie.
And like he was talking to this other girl. So that like her friend was like, yo, what's up with your friend? And I was like,
she was like, your friend's a dick. I'm like, first of all, we met you at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Okay? You are not going to be the last girl I talk. I would say it to this, like, as a girl. Like, if you met me at 8 p.m. and a night out, you would not stay with me for the entire night, probably.
Unless,
most
like,
likely.
You're.
That's
unless
weird, though.
Off.
Why would you even want to?
Right.
Like, I've probably done that. Like,
I'm trying to see what the other fishes are like out here. I've been, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be here for 6 hours.
Okay, but guys, in girls' defense, guys will do that sometime, too. I've had guys following me around like a puppy dog at bars before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you go do your own thing. Like,
especially guys, if you dance with them, now you're stuck with them.
Forget it.
Right.
They
dude.
Will not leave you
right,
aside.
You let them behind you,
right,
you're
dude.
Done. It's like, you might as well leave. You might as well go to a different bar.
Right.
Like,
I think girls definitely do that as a game. They're like,
oh, they 100% do.
I'm going to twerk on this mo right here.
I can speak from experience. They do.
I'm never going to see him ever again.
To make like
I'm gonna throw that shit back for two songs and they ain't gonna see this ass no more after that. Nope.
Oh, I've done it 100 times. Nope. At least. Because, like, it's fun, though. But at the same time, it's, like, fun to, like, dance on someone. But, like, you don't want to, like, nothing's not going anywhere. But then they think it is, and they follow you around.
But that's, like, the opposite of, like, what I'm doing. Like, I want to dance to dance. Right. I'm not trying to throw you over my shoulder and, like, take
you out. The waltz.
Girls like, I'm here to
throw my fist like, up in the air.
Like, you think if I want to dance with you, I automatically like want to get with you.
No, it's not like not me. Like I'm gonna be honest. I'm more the type where like I'm gonna head out. Like I'd rather be around my friends on a night out. Like I'm not like into that. But I know a lot of my friends and like girls just in general. Like they're looking when they go out. Like they're either like going through a breakup. Like fuck this guy they're talking to. Like they want to meet a guy and they want to be with them all night. They're not just going from guy to guy like dancing on them kind of.
Right. Would you rather if you were out? Would you rather like, what would be more attractive to you? A guy that's dancing, like, you know, us, or a guy that's just comes up to you and just, like, polite and, like, asks you, you know, all these questions.
Yeah, he's
just
got the thesaurus out.
Right. He's, like, he's like whining and dining you inside Porta.
He brought ad libs.
Right.
He's got the pen.
Or would you rather a guy just having a good time? Fucking.
It depends, honestly, because it's, like, I would rather, like, be out, like, having a good time, like, whatever. But, like, at the same time, if a guy comes up to me and we're having, like, back and back, like, I don't know, like, a good conversation. Not, like, they don't have to be, like, polite. Like, I want to take you out to dinner and shit. Like, that's going to ick me out immediately. Yeah. But, like, if we're having, like, a good, like, conversation, I don't mind talking to you for, like, 15 minutes, but I'm not staying with you.
Right.
Like, that kind of thing. Like, I'll give you my Snapchat, but I'm walking away. Like, I'm going to go have a good time.
I've just, like, going out, like, just realizing, like, what girls actually, like, want to see from guys when they're out. Like, they want to see you at least, like, engaging with the crowd. Like, they want to see you, like, moving.
Like, everybody always says, like, if you go out as a guy, like, and you're looking to get with, like, find someone and do, like, you're
that's when you're not going to get with anyone. Yeah.
If you just go out to have a good time with the people you are,
they're going to come, bro.
No, it's not even that. It's like, you're just going to, it's just going to work out better.
Yeah.
It's like, if you that's can't the force last,
the, I'm telling you, what we've been doing, like, going out, like, squad deep the last few times, we've been having great fucking times, bro. Yo, that girl called me J Balvin.
That was.
Where?
At Tommy's. I have to show you these pictures.
Wait, I want to go out to Tommy's so bad with you guys one night now.
So the two girls that filed us out of outside Tommy's, like the tall girl, she was like, is that J Balvin? I'm like, come on. Because that's the, no lie, that's the fourth girl that said that looked like J Balvin.
Okay.
That's Josh in the hood. Come on.
With a hat on. I had a hat on. I had like a cat. That'd be my St. Patty's Day.
This is Josh in the studio.
That's my St. Patty's Day fit, bro. That's dead ass, bro.
St. Patty's Day
fit. I had like my beanie on. So like she was like, oh, you look like J Balvin. I'm like, I eat matzo ball soup.
I read from the Torah.
Like I'm the farthest thing from J Balvin. She was the other girl was just so stupid. She was like, "Where's home?" And I'm like,
"What?"
She was like, "Where's home?" And I'm like, "Middletown." I literally just said Middletown, bro, because that's where we were going. Like, I didn't want to. I was just Middletown. Home?
That's a weird question to ask.
She wanted us to be. She wanted me to say wherever that ask finna go. That's what. That's what she wanted me to say.
Oh, 100%.
I'm just not going
to
say
she wanted
that.
To go home with you.
Yeah, nah, I'm good with that. It's definitely. Because especially like if you're that easy. Like, especially like if you're like following us out. That one. That's what makes me think about girls. Like when girls like. When guys are following girls like
it's
around.
Like,
I'm like, okay.
You get it now.
We get it.
Now we understand.
I get it. Like, this is just not what I'm attracted to. I don't want someone to be, like, fantasy following me out the door.
I call them puppy dogs. It's literally what they are. Like, they follow you around like a fucking dog.
Yeah, it's the, what's like, it called? The Labradors.
Yeah.
And they're not literally, retrieving though. Nothing.
That's happened to me before, and every single time it does, I literally have to, like, ditch them. Like, it's scary. Like, not scary, but it's just, like, bro, why are you following me? Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, I can't believe she called me J Balvin.
You're that was so the funniest thing I've ever heard, especially after I Googled. Like, the picture you sent didn't do justice, but the ones I found, I'm like, all right, that kind of doesn't look like you, Josh.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'll take it, because I asked her if it was good. Like, is that good? She was like, yeah. It's like, all right.
Just for the record, girls will always say it's a good thing, even if they give you an insult.
That's true.
Just to not make you feel bad, especially if they want to get with
imagine
you.
Imagine they were like.
No, they do. I've done it before.
I mean, say I look like.
No, I said imagine they were like, if he was like, is that a good thing? They were like, no.
Yeah,
like, they
like,
would only
exactly.
Do that.
Like, you can't, like, if someone asks you if it's a good thing.
Say that.
Some girls would. No, some girls would. But like, if you're fully trying to get with someone and like, you know, it's a bad thing, you're going to say it's a good thing.
I feel like we're one of the only dudes, honestly, that like feel like that. Like, if you're going to follow us out, like if you're kind of just like all over us, like not all over us, like as in like, you know, you're really just vibing with us. But like, if you're following us like a puppy dog, like what you were saying, kind of, I'm good.
The funniest thing weird. Is that she told me, she's like, oh yeah, I'm from Cali. I just moved here. So when we're leaving, I was like, so where are you living now, Cali? And she's like, oh, you remember me?
Wait, the same night she asked
me? Yeah.
You could have said anything.
Oh my God.
She goes, oh, you remember who I, no, not like that. Like, yeah, not that. Walking out. She okay. was like pissed. Like she was like, oh, you now you remember me? Like
you yeah, remembered about
pissed.
Me?
And yeah. that's when her ass was right behind us. Because
you ditched your puppy all night. That's why.
It's because I left my dog yeah. in the park.
She was crying at the window.
What do you want me to do?
You know what this I mean? Is just funny, bro. Like girls like that are just funny to me.
I like, you know what it is? Like, what do you think is a good spot to meet people now? Like going out, do you think that's the best bet? Do you think a Tinder app is really the best?
No, Tinder's not. I think the best spot, personally, is smaller bars. Like hole-in-the-wall bars. I'm not kidding. Like even like I would consider like even... Even Donnie's a little bit.
Josh, shout out Harborside.
Write that down.
Definitely not though. Like Porta. Like I'm sorry if anyone ever comes up to me and like Porta DJs Bar A.
DJs
immediately cut.
DJs is for certain people. But like I mean, DJs. So you're, I mean, if you're talking about like meeting girls, most definitely not. Like no. there's certain places even or guys. Meeting guys. Yeah, most definitely not.
I think like more like calm, like hole in the wall kind of places. Like I probably have met people that I've. Pursued before they pursued me at like smaller bars.
Do you think that there's like a real like what's the word, like there's like an aura around, like there's definitely like an aura around, like you think like if you went out to Porta, right, like oh 90% of the people in here probably like, you know, they fucked like a multiple amount of people. It's besides like a hole in the wall spot where you probably can, you know, you're meeting like regular people that probably don't go out as much. Like, do you think there's like an aura around places like that? Like, definitely like DJs.
I don't think there's an aura around it. I just think most people that go to DJs that I've talked to are fucking assholes. Like, it's not even about their body count or what. Like, it's just the way that they act.
Yeah.
Like, people like that are DJs. Obsessed with DJs, like diehard DJs people.
Diehard DJ oh fans are God. Crazy to me.
I mean, I'm like, don't even come up to me. Like, you are so weird. Like, not weird, but like, that's okay if you're obsessed with DJs, but just your personality. I mean, they just, all have the same.
That's yeah. what we were talking about, like the personality.
If your personality is DJs.
Yeah, it's like, it's a no for me.
That's what we were talking about. Like the, when we,
I
that
just
one,
White Claw on me.
The one pre.
I literally She's like, down my shirt.
We'll get you an app.
The one previous episode, bro, when, we were talking about like make like dudes having like their whole personality, like one specific thing. Like, yo, I can't wait for the summer. Like it's like September 29th. Like just enjoy the fall, bro.
Or like,
like
guys.
We get it. You like DJs or
oh,
you know
some
what I'm
people
saying?
Won't
like,
go out. I noticed that. Like crazy. Some people literally like they're summer friends. Like I have summer friends that it's not about like DJs, but they will not go out in the winter. Like they like the bars in the summer.
I wish I was like that.
Me too.
But like honestly, like it just I can't. I like to go out with my friends and yeah. have a good time. That's just the way I like.
No,
to
some
do.
People are just summer people, especially the DJs.
That's
people.
Just me.
Like regardless. You'll only catch them at DJs.
DJs is like just like a fire hazard all the time.
I just couldn't imagine living like the way that I am growing up now. Like if you put me now today in like Idaho,
that's a place you're
Wyoming. Okay. I would have no idea what I would do. I just
in Idaho,
just fucking peel.
You'd
potatoes.
Be at like you'd be at like an OVP. That's probably all the bars they have over there.
I'd be at fucking karaoke. I'd be at bingo probably.
That's what I'm saying.
There's like
Josh getting trashed at bingo night.
There's like 58 people in Wyoming.
You'd be doing the square dance. Like you'd be meeting girls at the square dance.
No lie, bro. I would have to practice.
Did you
that
guys have to do the square dance in your gym class like freshman year of high school? Because I did.
You're asking me about freshman year of high school.
Yeah, but that's like a core memory for me. Like you're telling me you don't remember if they
did
forced
we have
you
to
do
dance
a square dance
in high school.
I feel like
Am
we
I crazy?
Did have to like do some dumb shit.
No, one like of the gym. Things that they made us do. It's like you know how they do like badminton, like volleyball. Like they made a square dance freshman year. You had to get a partner too. It was like when everyone's hormones are like racing and you had, like a partner for it. It was weird.
My shit. Sleeping. Yeah, I remember in elementary school we had to do like a dance setup for something. Like it was like for like I don't know if it was part of gym. Oh, it was part of gym, but like we had to do like a freaking choreography thing. I was like,
what
are we
for
doing?
Halloween?
I was like, what am I doing?
Dude, remember
the
Monster
Soldier
Mash?
Boy?
I never had to do that. The Monster Mash?
No, for like Halloween, dude. We used to like in elementary school, like everybody used
They're all gonna play.
Everybody everybody used to fucking dress up in like elementary school, and they used in like gym class, they would like teach, like choreograph this dance for us, like the Monster Mash and fucking other like stupid Halloween songs. And we'd be like fucking 8 years old, fucking dressed up, doing dances out for the parents. Like all the parents would be there.
I feel like I never had to.
That's a, off. That's a celebrity right, guest. No, but yeah, I remember doing that. But the square dance.
The square dance was freshman year of high school. I still remember. Was it fun? That.
Like, were you?
I barely ever went to high school, but like, it was. It was okay.
You know what's crazy though? Like, actually, as you say that,
I was like, no, I
when I was lie. Working in a high, when I worked in a high school, and there would be kids that would like just not go to class.
Oh yeah.
Like kids that would like. You know, their schedule probably would be like, you know, study hall, lunch, gym, yeah. study hall. But like still, like they would just be out in the hallway for the entirety of the day. Like they wouldn't.
I didn't care.
I went to every class and I'm sitting there. I'm like, these motherfuckers don't go to any of these class. None. Zero.
And then you see them at graduation.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's more like the Visions I'm program. Like, that's
I
like,
don't know. I think it's like regular kids. I think it's like just kids. Really? Like it's the same groups of kids. Like unless I'm just like, you know, it's the same groups of kids that are just always just missing class. But yeah, that's funny like that divisions. You said that. That you fucking.
I just no. But okay, let me just put it like I dropped out of high school, so like I like didn't actually go to school.
Damn.
Yeah.
High school dropout.
I remember that yeah. you telling me that. I know.
Yeah,
that.
I dropped out of high school, so like I barely went to high school. But like before that, like my attendance was perfect. Like middle school, elementary school. But like other than that, like,
I got perfect attendance. Do I have a trophy?
You
I
would have pissed. Perfect attendance.
I do. I was pissed.
You just seem like that type.
No, I like school.
It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying you seem like that type.
No, definitely. My parents would like, you know, I'd have like 102. My mom be, you're getting that ass to science class. My 102 fever. No, I'm just kidding.
Back in the day, bro. Like,
she was like, you got 922 straight days. You're not missing a dick. That's what
you
were telling me.
But you never like fake sick?
Nah.
Like I put like oatmeal in the toilet one time.
Oh, that's
oh like, you really oh you really hated school. I really didn't hate school.
I didn't hate
the school. School wasn't like that aversive to
especially
me.
Especially I hated school.
Especially when the morning announcements was like the first thing you show up like an hour late with a bagel from Gems.
They used to wait.
Oh, there's a lot of traffic today.
If you showed up late to my high school, they used to make you like if you had a coffee or something in your hand or a bagel, they made you throw it out. Like you were not allowed to bring it in if you showed up late because they were like you were late because you got that coffee.
What?
Tossed in the garbage.
If you brought donuts and you were late, they were like, all right, well, it's
let me get one.
You got one for me?
Literally, dude. Funny, you would walk into, like, we had, like, this thing where we did, like, the morning announcements for school.
Yeah.
And people, it was, like, the rejects. Like, it was, like, people who were not, like.
Like, the class that me, it was actually, like, the first time I met Frank was in that class. It was, like, me, Frank, and, like, literally, like hoodlums, like, in high school. Like the worst of the worst, like just random kids that probably like smoked the bogue before class, like
or during class.
Like I didn't realize class. You guys went to high school together. Actually never asked you how you guys knew each other.
Yeah, no, that was from that class, fucking TV, fucking global communications. But we ran the morning announcements. Like we had like people reading the morning announcements that probably were like shooting heroin probably like the night before.
No lie.
But, like, it was just funny because, like, I think that's what made it funny is because there was just random groups of characters that were doing the announcements. Like, Frank was the fucking weatherman.
You were a weatherman?
I was the sound guy.
I did that in, like, elementary school.
That's all I was doing.
Look, Josh was pushing in and pushing out. That's all he
I'm like, yep, Josh I'm like good for the day.
He was practicing DJing for one day.
Like. Yeah. Bro. But, yeah, no. It was not a bad time. I mean, we had
not a good time doing that.
Like we were just like really messing around.
We were like playing games and shit. Though. Like during global, like all we would do would play games. You know what game's been like fucking pissing me lately?
Wordle.
I hate it so much, bro.
Wait, I keep hearing everything about Wordle. I've never played it.
It pisses me.
I haven't played it yet. I'm still on my Kim Kardashian Hollywood face. I'm an A-lister. I don't want to talk about it.
What are we talking about? What do you mean? Is there a Kim Kardashian game?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
Oh, I don't know about anything about that.
Yeah, but like I got...
Nintendo DS?
No, it's... It came out a long time ago, but I got like right during New Year's Eve, okay. I had COVID. New Year's Eve, all my friends are in AC having a great time.
I downloaded
Kim Kardashian Hollywood and I got addicted.
Did all your friends in AC get COVID?
I got a piss.
No, none of them got COVID.
Wow, you got to pee?
Bruh. Paused.
That's all I gotta know.
Oh
about.
My god.
We'll let him go, but we could still discuss.
Carry on.
Wordle, you haven't played it yet.
I haven't played Wordle yet. No, but I keep hearing, like, I keep seeing it on my For You page.
Wordle, it's like, I think it's by the New York Times. I don't know if they created it, but basically they give you like six lines of five letter words. So okay. you have to start it off yourself. So you can write any five letter word that's like in their dictionary or whatever. But it can't be, I don't think it can be names. So today, like I did, I think my first thing was, I don't even know, but like you can write like north and then okay. like it'll be like, and the letters will come out. And if it's yellow, that means the letter is in the word, like the word that's for the day.
Okay.
And if it's green, that means the letter's in there, but it's in the spot where it's supposed to be. So if it's yellow, it's the letters in the word, but it's not in the right spot. And if it's green, it's in the right spot.
Okay.
So they be using words from like England.
Nah, bro, because like no lie, like the game, like I was never into like Temple Run and like all those other games that are just like fucking stupid. Like to be honest, like you die and you fuck. Right. Like Angry Birds, like it's cool for like 2 days. You know what I'm saying? I like games that are like sophisticated, like word games. So Wordle, that shit gives me an aneurysm, dude.
I do 2048. I feel like that's pretty extreme.
2048 is a good game like that too, but Wordle specifically, like the words that they be using, like it's just like. It gives me physical pain in my fucking chest, dude.
Like you guys aren't promoting it well now. I'm like, I don't even
know. No, no. It's a good game.
It just causes physical
it's
pain.
It's challenging. Physical pain. It's only, it gives me physical pain because my streak is alive. And if the day I don't get the Wordle of the day is the day that I will not be talking to anybody for at least that day.
Today was crazy because I got the word the second try.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
And I only got one letter. It was insane. I've never heard of this word I spelt and I just
what
happened
the word?
Trove. T-R-O-V-E.
It just happened to be
what does it mean?
Not a clue.
Anyone look it up?
You. Yeah, we'll give you the definition right now. But look at that. My first word was fares, and then my second word just happened to be trove.
That's crazy.
What the hell is trove? Trove is, let's
wait,
see.
Wait, is it something you can continue to play, though, or you just
it's
get something
every
day?
It's one word a day.
They only let you.
Really?
Like
that's
you
can, what makes it addicting.
That's it. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Like, that's what freaking, makes, that's why you, like, I like, wake up every I don't like that, but at the same time, like, it's every morning.
So
you just fucking do it every morning. Like it
sometimes
makes you want to
do
it.
Sometimes I do it at 2 a.m. because I'm just like, I can't sleep.
No, dead ass. I've done that too. Like after a night out, I'll be fucked up and do Wordle. I'm like, fuck.
So trove is a store of valuable or delightful things. So like the museum's trove. Of
oh,
antiques.
Okay. I think I actually have heard of that.
Yeah, like
really
a trove of treasure.
But like not in,
you've
a,
heard of
that in a sentence, I would say. I've never said that in a
like
sentence,
Josh's
I would say.
Like Josh's jewel pods are his trove.
His trove.
Nah, my jewel pods are for sure my trove.
Yes. But yeah, so we've been playing this for like a minute and it's just like a competition.
Me and Kate, me and Frank text each other about it like every day about the
I
word.
Got my oh mom God. On it. I don't know if Bill
my mom too yet. Fucking like owns the game. My
I
mom
feel
like
I've never heard it from my friends. Like I see it all over TikTok, but like none of my well, my friends just don't really talk in general, but like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like well, no one really talked about it.
It's, your friends probably like the beer pong iMessage game more.
No.
eight ball pool.
You know what I used to be really big into? Like not even an like a game on your phone, but just like in person.
What?
Me and my friend used to sit in my room.
Duck Goose. It's a great game.
No. No, me and my friend Deadass used to sit in my room and smoke a blunt, like just pass it back and forth and play checkers.
Yo, checkers like, can get fucking hands.
No, we literally for like 4 hours one night, back and forth, just fucking checkers, smoking back and forth. My dad came, we were in the backyard because we were smoking. My dad came out at one point, he's smoking a cigarette. He's sitting with us, watching us play. But we're so into it because you're so high that you're just
nah.
And first of all, strategy like, in that
yeah, no, there's strategy. Yeah. And like, if you're a competitive person, like, don't sit down with me if you don't really want to play. You know what I'm saying?
No, literally.
We're playing. We're
like,
play.
What do you want to play? Uno? Like, I get
we're,
that.
We're
going
to play
that,
to win. Like, I'm going to play this game to win. There's no fuck shit going
I
on.
I really wish Atlantic City had Uno, bro. Because that would be fucking.
It would
I,
be fun.
Connect my, Four?
I'd be stacking my chips. Like,
what bar has Connect Four? There's a bar that has like a big
like a
Connect Four,
one?
Right?
Dave and Buster's. No, I'm dead. Really? Dave and Buster's.
I've never been
here.
There.
They are a bar. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but they are. They do have a bar there. They have like a huge Connect Four. It's actually dope.
But like,
I
is
know
it like
what I'm
a,
talking
is,
about? I just know a bar
is
had
it,
it.
Is it like a physical one? Or are you talking about like they have a physical one? Dave
it's
and
like
Buster's?
A game, like a game.
It's a big one, right?
But no, you're saying it's an electronic game,
right?
She's talking about like.
Oh no,
legit.
I'm talking about like.
Dead oh,
checkers
oh,
are
like
probably
physical.
The size of like a hockey.
Oh, I've actually. I have
like
no
you know
idea
those big, the big Jengas that they do at the bar
right,
sometimes.
Right, right.
That's what I'm talking about. Like okay. It's like a big thing. I don't. I've never seen it in person, but I've seen pictures of it. I just don't know where it is.
Hmm.
That's cool.
I like Johnny Mac's because they have the skee ball.
I know.
Like,
I
that's wish a good. More. That's a good. They got the just candy. Tactic or just like an extra thing that you could probably have like in your spot to like get people to go there or to like.
I feel like they
chill.
Have so many extra things. So like you want the free pizza.
Free pizza, you get people in there, bro. It's fucking packed. Like normally, like it probably would be packed because you're in Asbury, but. The selling points, bro. They're bringing people in on
they're
those
smart. They have a smart like PR team.
Well, during the summer, you know, they got ping pong, so they get all of them.
Right, the ping pong in the summer? In the back, too. I forgot about that.
I never went to Johnny Max.
I forgot about
summer.
That.
It, yeah, and during the summer, outside is crazy packed.
Yeah, it's dumb.
To go there the summer. I was scared to go anywhere in the summer because I got rejected from Bar A in the rain. So I never went anywhere in the summer until I got my like real ID in.
Oh, what? Because it was...
I had a passport, and they wouldn't let me in. The first time we went there, I had to wait. Definitely. I literally picked up Tuesdays at work, because I was so pissed that all my friends were there every Tuesday, and I couldn't go for, like, my first Bar A was probably, like, the beginning of August, end of July. Like,
yeah,
I didn't
Bar
get to go.
Bar A definitely, like, fucks you with the IDs. They got to make sure your shit is, like, legit.
Yeah.
We went there one time, a group of friends, and it was already, like, a weird night. So there was one reason, but the other reason is that my friend's friend, his ID was this way, like, long ways. And I was we're not getting in. I was like, they're not going to even let people with real ID, like, like, sideways ID.
That happened to my friend, too. I was with, we were in a group of, like, 25 people, and it was me and my friend who she had, like, an actual ID, but it was expired. And then my other friend just turned 21 2 days before. So, obviously, it's during COVID, like, he didn't get a new ID. So, his was, like, so us three got booted.
Oh,
it sucked. We took the train home in the pouring rain.
I think I remember that.
The only reason,
because I think you and Casey were there, maybe, and I told you guys I couldn't get in.
The only reason we got in is because my boy just got like a fresh tattoo, and the guy, the bouncer, had a new tattoo, and they just bonded over that, and that was it.
That's lit. That's funny. I wish I had that.
My ID could have been the one from the bench warmers, where it's like I am 12, and I would have got in.
That's funny, dude.
Speaking of going back to games, though, I want to bring up the topic of people playing games. In 2022, like mind games, like some, like some relationship, or like maybe just like I got some like when I go to a bar, like you know what I don't understand. I wish it's hard though. Like this is such, it's like a double-edged sword,
right?
Like if you approach a girl and like you could tell like things, like it's maybe it's not awkward or anything, like it's working out, you're talking, and then like you exchange numbers. I feel like if it doesn't go anywhere or like you don't hit me back after the fact, it's like why even give me the number?
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm saying, dude.
But it's like giving me the number is easier than not giving me the number. So it's like it's weird because like you can't not.
I agree. I agree with you. I just like you aren't a double texter. I'm not either.
I'm not.
So like if you don't text me back once,
right,
you will not hear from me ever again.
I hate to break it to you guys, but if a girl gives you their number and they don't answer you,
that's it.
They just gave you their number to shut you up.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Of course. No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm letting
you
know. Like, it's just like it's. I've done it before, and it's just like sometimes like you just need to end the conversation.
I wish it was the wrong.
But I don't understand. Well, yeah.
But like also like they, it's like the experience of like giving out your number, and then it's the guy going. Like them saying no, and then the guy going like, "What's wrong? Why not? That? Like, why would you want to keep up with that? Yeah. Like, just I'll give you my number and I'll block you,
right?
Like,
or just not answer." But then like, you got the dudes who are just.
But like at the same time, like it's not a problem. Like it's all right. I'm just saying, like it stinks that we're in like
no,
that type of
sucks.
Routine right. Where you can't just be like, "No, sorry, I don't give out my number." Like you wouldn't say that.
I even wish I would do it because it would be so much easier. But some guys, and I have done it before, being like, "I'm just not interested." But some guys are just relentless.
Yeah.
Like they don't, and at that point, you're just like, "Oh." Here's my number. Yeah. My one friend actually, she would give. It's really funny, but she gives out our guy friend's number to anyone that asks her for her number, and he always get texts.
I mean, even like, you even could say like, "Oh, I have a boyfriend." So
yeah, they don't care. Oh my god, you say you have a boyfriend,
like, bro,
they almost want you more.
Just keep it moving, dude.
No, guys don't care about that. You're
just keep it fucking moving.
Guys like, don't, the amount of guys that literally don't care, they're like, they're either like, "Who cares?" Or like, "Well, where is he tonight?"
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it's,
who responds.
It's never just the, it's okay, nice
or,
meeting you.
Yeah, it's always the dudes like that, or like, they'll just continue to text you. Like, I always think that the girls that put that shit on Twitter, like dudes that text them like 18 straight days, "Good morning," and like no response back.
Right.
Like, girls really actually get that shit.
No, I had a guy one time.
Crazy.
So bad. Like, I had a guy one time. I never even met him in person, right? We started talking during COVID, like beginning of COVID. Didn't even meet him in person. We FaceTime a few times out. I knew from FaceTime him, just not interested. Like, I just knew. He literally, I started like just not like answering his text basically. I was also busy. I was working all during COVID. And he literally sent me the link.
No number. Sorry.
He sent me the link on YouTube to Baby Come Back. Come on. I'm not kidding. And I was just
you
like,
might as well send the googly eye emoji.
Bro, and then he had the nerve a year later. He slides up on one of my stories because I posted a TikTok to my story. Has the nerve to say, oh, you don't answer my texts anymore because you're too famous. I was like, bro.
That's a pick me, dude.
At that point,
I had like 50K. I was like, come on.
That's
I
a
was
pick like, really? Me, dude.
Yeah,
I see the fame's gone to your head. Nah, I dude. Like, I just don't want to talk to you.
I was like, you went to request anyway. I don't even follow you. So shut the fuck up.
Have you ever had a guy send you this, the monkey, like this?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Immediately ghosted. That's when guys, rule. No, I made a TikTok about this the other day. When guys send certain emojis.
Oh, it's an ick.
Ick.
And like,
oh, my God.
Certain things, so I really like, certain things with like the ick. Like certain things like, like I think girls gas like with the icks, like, oh, you fucking, you know, missed a step on the escalator. That's
yeah,
ick.
No, some things I gas. It's like,
but
all
like
right,
other
come on.
Things like that, I'm like, I no, actually agree. True. I actually agree with you. Like hell, that's yeah. Definitely an ick for girls, and like I can even see that being fucking annoying, dude.
What's like an ick for like not like an ick? Maybe some things that guys do when you're just like, oh, this is. Like it's 2022. Like what are they doing? Like why are you playing this game?
I
right
think
now?
When for me personally, I do not like it at all. When guys are too cocky, it turns me off immediately.
Right.
Like I need to have a good conversation with you. Like and also and this is just me and it sucks, but like when guys are too polite or too nice,
can't
immediately
be like
creeped
that.
Out. Like I want
to
have
tough
like
for me to be like to not be like that, dude.
No, but like you nice? Can have, but you can have an actual conversation. Like right. If a girl's coming at you, like you can have a conversation. Right. Like, it's funny, but right, don't be right. Like overly nice. It's creepy.
I think you gotta
like,
have.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
right. I've been told that I've been like too nice, but I feel like I have like an asshole side to be honest.
Like when I was in line the other day, like these girls. Were in front of me. They're like, hey, can you move over a little bit? Because there was like windy and I was like really tall. I'm like, what am I, the fucking Great Wall of China?
See, but that's funny. That's the shit that like, and then
like,
you do
gotta
though.
Be like that.
Like, yeah, like, and that's
and then
funny.
I was like, it's, I just want to, once
that's
you
how
get
you should
person,
be. Yeah, good. Right. You're good. You're good.
You gotta, exactly. You can't be like, I'm sorry, do you want me to move a little bit to the left?
Yeah, like, oh, of course, you want my jacket? Shut the fuck up. Like, that's like, just like, no.
That's
like,
my jacket.
Like, thank you for the offer. You're really nice. Like, I appreciate it, but I'm just not interested.
That's
in
a, that like, I could see too like, is an ick for no, girls.
I like when guys are a little mean, but that's just me.
Yeah. No, yeah, girls I'm like arrogance. Toxic, arrogance. Girls, like, girls yeah. Like arrogance.
There was this girl,
like,
there was oh, this girl yeah. That was like.
Definitely.
She had to be old, bro.
Yeah, she was like fit or 50.
Josh asked her like what her turn on was, and she was like arrogance and a little bit of confidence, a little bit of arrogance.
No, like a little bit. Like I like when guys are a little mean. Like it's nice. Like if you're too available and like coming up to me like really nice, like I'm walking away immediately.
You gotta
like,
be interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you gotta start.
You can't
like,
be like all the other dudes. You gotta like say your hair looks like shit and then walk away.
Okay, not that.
No. What if a guy came up to you and said, "Listen, like your whole fit is fire, but them shoes are kind of whack."
Yeah, I think that was so funny.
Change the white Air Forces.
Like, no, literally, I would think that shit was so funny. Like, I would spark up a conversation just because.
That's
of that.
What I'm saying. And then he says, "Like, listen, like your face,
like a little like, roast."
And if he was like, "Listen, your face like cancels that out, but them shoes." Are
okay, no, that's getting too far.
No, your face cancels out the shoes.
Oh, your face. Okay, no, that's kind of smooth. But I thought you were saying like your face is fucking
face
ugly,
is
but your fit's nice. I was like,
what the fuck? Don't say that.
Yeah, do not say that, guys.
You'll be out of the bar.
Nah,
you'll
definitely.
Be tossed.
Yeah,
that's so, just
no. Nah, you definitely can't be too nice. Definitely can't be like, hey, I think it's pretty cold out. Do you think the same? Do you want my jacket?
How
I don't
the
need it. I think it would look it. Really great on you. You look great in green, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure don't do that. No. That's immediately.
There's definitely a way to do that. There's a way to do it. And I think what Casey's saying is 100%.
Yeah, you just got, you gotta have it. Some people have it,
some people don't.
It.
Some people don't.
And that's fine. If you don't, you'll find a pick me girl and you guys will be
exactly.
Very happy.
You'll
the rest
find
of your
a Tommy's
life.
Girl. Go
yeah.
To
yeah, and you'll be Tommy. Very happy the rest of your life, but don't come up to me.
Go to Tommy's. You'll have a great time.
Jesus Christ.
Some guys like that though.
No, of course.
Some guys are so toxic.
But it's easy.
Because
it's easy. It's just easy. Like those girls would have went home with us instantaneously. So like that's why they like that, because you know.
Me and Josh were saying, we're like, were we wrong for not going? Like, should we have just
one of them looked
screw
like
it?
A porn star? No.
Josh, what was the porn star? Do you remember?
Oh, Emily Willis.
Emily Willis.
Wait, what?
She looked like
that's
her.
Who the
one
oh,
of
I was like, oh, that's who she looked like.
She was a girl. Shut up,
imagine,
girl.
Imagine I turned out a porn star.
I was like,
star.
Damn, that's nuts.
Bro, I was dying. We went to go see this movie.
Oh my
like
goodness.
Was it 2 weeks ago? It was Death on the Nile. And Josh, it was either that or Taken 10. Because you ever see Taken?
No.
With Liam Neeson? He's like saving his daughter from like the...
I think I saw the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 10?
No.
I was like, damn. It's a joke that I made.
He does this. He's been doing this. He's been doing the same movie like 20 times. Like he does different movies, but it's
all just Taken 10.
There's certain actors though that do the exact same shit every time.
But that's what I was saying. Frank was like, you want to see Liam Neeson? I was like, I'd rather see Death on the Nile than Taken 10. I'm like, it's the same movie. He's either in the train, he's in a plane, he's on the street.
It's some action movie. He's saving someone always.
He's like, always saving someone.
Great actor, but same thing.
He's a good actor. Great actor. It's an easy toss-on action movie. Just not something I'd probably want to see, like, not in a theater. I'd wait till like, it's out.
Yeah, like, it's just not worth the ticket.
But we saw Death on the Nile. There were kids that, like, were coming into the theater and screaming things as the movie's going on.
At first, I thought it was like someone that was like had like handicapped,
right?
Because it was like the handicapped seats,
right?
I was like, I'm not gonna fucking say
right.
Something.
I thought the same.
So, and then tell them what they said.
That so was they it. Were like that. One of the kids was like, "Your mom's pregnant." No, or it was like,
"He's like my sister's pregnant," or something.
My sister's pregnant, and I'm like, just imagine texting your boys in a group chat. Hey, let's go to Cinemark and scream in the theaters tonight.
Wait, so they were definitely like 14-year-olds that got dropped off, picked
up by their
moms.
No, they were kids.
Like, right?
They were kids.
They probably got dropped off.
And probably like, off like fucking whippets.
They had like a pack of
Travelers Club. Like, I don't know, dude. They text in the group chat, let's scream in the middle of Death of the Nile.
They had a pack of 100%.
And then right after they did it, they laughed at the message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they probably had, I remember that one of the guys who worked that came in the theater was like, you guys can't do this. Like, I looked back. And
oh,
like,
you did? I didn't actually see that.
Oh, and then they're crying outside.
Yeah. They laughed after that.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see that.
The funniest shit that happened is that the seats I got out of the whole row were broken. Like, not broken where they couldn't recline, but broken like where we were like
falling.
Tipping?
We were tipping together.
Right.
Like he was going this way, I was going
like
this
we
way.
Were converging.
Wait, were you guys tipping the same way?
Yes.
So you guys are cuddling.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay.
I put the so I
was
like,
just a clear picture, you know.
I was like, just put the seat up. We'll cuddle.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and I checked the seats and I'm like, Frank, these seats next to us are open. Move there. We go to the fucking G9, G10. Fucking move our asses over there. Guess what? Them bitches are broke too.
Yeah.
Oh my
we couldn't
God.
Make it up.
The whole aisle was
the
just
whole
screwed.
Fucking aisle was,
I was
fucked
like,
up.
These,
those kids were probably fucking up the seats before you even got there.
They're probably the kids that put the ketchup packets underneath. Do you remember that? Underneath the toilet seats.
They're definitely the kids at Applebee's that literally take a glass of water and put ketchup, salt, sugar, and everything in it, and then they just leave
that.
It.
Please don't make fun of me.
You used to do that.
That's every boy.
I used to do that. Me and my brother would be like,
moving on.
Me and my brother would be like, let's make a concoction. It'd be mayo, garlic, baby powder.
We used to put fucking baby powder. I don't know.
Baby powder and Applebee's. He goes, hey, you got baby powder in the back? I like it on my wings. Like, what?
Do you guys think a first date to the movies is, like, ideal?
No.
Terrible first date. You can't speak at all.
Not for the first
date.
Can't
talk. You can't get to know each other.
That's a hookup spot.
Right.
Let's hear more.
No, 100%. like, if you're taking a girl, like, I just know immediately. If a guy texts me right now, asks me on a date, and it's to the movies...
Yeah,
you want to hook up. You're going to a quiet setting. You're watching a movie. Obviously, you're lifting the little.
Or you just don't want to talk that much.
Have
you
made out?
Just don't want
to
talk.
I get it though. If you're with someone and go to the movies with them, but not at first.
Have you guys made out in the movies?
I mean, yeah,
like recently. No, made out.
He literally said made out, and you said fuck.
Oh, I fucked.
You fucked in a movie? No, you didn't.
Wait, why do I feel like I've missed?
I definitely have.
Are you serious? Like over here? Bro, you gotta tell me about this right now.
Yeah,
hold on.
Come on.
I'm not telling you about this. I'm not for real. I'm not telling you about it.
Get the bro button ready.
You're in the hot seat.
Do I really have to tell about it? Come on. Alright, fine. I forget what movie we were seeing. But it was like a year ago. What year is it? 2022? 2 years ago. And we were seeing fucking whatever movie. It was we were pretty much the only people in there. Like the other, we were in like row G. The other people were in like row B.
People were there.
Yeah,
that's like.
And you know, you put up the thing. Like you put the thing up. This is what I'm saying. You think it's tough, but like genuinely, it's really not tough. If you're
Come on.
No, dude. Think about
this. This is facts.
Think
Wait,
about
you're
joking.
Like no, he's serious.
No,
about
like
this.
Think about the semantics. Just think right, about the on, semantics. Just picture it.
I'm gonna close my.
All right, I'll do it.
Too. We're in Theater 6 in Cinemark.
Okay. Big okay. Theater. Big theater.
Not
right?
Big.
Small.
Small.
Okay.
There. We're in the. Close your eyes.
I opened mine to see if you still.
I was too. I was like, is she close?
We have this. We have the seats reclined. There's two. The seats are reclined, so we're able to spread our legs and spread our. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Recline. We get into the cuddle position.
Like
what type of cuddling? Though?
Yeah, I gotta look for.
Yeah, I need to know the actual. Yeah,
I am turned. We're both turned to our sides.
Okay.
Her. She's on the in the right side chair, and I'm on the left side.
Okay.
She turns to her right. I turn to my right.
So it was like a spoon.
It was a spoon.
A spoon fuck.
A spoon fuck. That's easier than you think about. That easier than you think.
Yeah.
She pulled. Did you guys have a blanket or anything? That I feel like that's a valid question.
I mean, no.
I'm surprised they don't have cameras in the theater.
But like, but it was what I'm saying was we didn't get butt ass naked in there.
No, she just like no, took. I didn't she just think like that.
She just dropped her pants a little bit, and I slipped it right in.
Wow.
But that's it was for like crazy. It was for like 20 seconds, and then I took it out. I'm like, all right, let's finish the movie.
So you blue-balled yourself.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Wait, what'd she say?
You blue-balled off yourself.
Oh, you blue-balled yourself. You could have finished. Yeah. You could have just
like you hit it for 20 seconds. But I and
wasn't.
Quit.
But I wasn't gonna do. I just wasn't. I also probably it would have been tough for me like in that scenario to come because it would just there was other people in the room.
Casey, would you have been upset if that happened? Like if you just stopped, you're like.
I would have never been in that position.
I was like, good answer, good answer, good answer.
No, I'm sorry, actually, but that was like, I'm trying to think really, this was like probably like 8 months ago.
Okay.
Can I ask who initiated it?
Who initiated what?
The sex.
Like the actual sex?
The sex.
I mean, it was just
no, the
like,
popcorn, Josh. What the fuck?
You want a Coke or no?
I thought you meant like, you know, the date.
No,
I had no idea. I mean,
no, who initiated the sex?
It was kind of just like a mutual thing. Like I reached, like we were in a cuddle position, like we were kissing, and like it was kind of just occurred. Like it wasn't like anything. Like oh, let's do this. It kind of just happened.
Okay.
But no one said no. So like if she were, what I'm saying was like if the girl said no, like okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of nervous too.
Right.
So that's why like I was only gonna do it for a little while. Because I didn't want homeboy to come in security guard. Oh, no, you got your cock out.
Yeah, bro. Can you imagine getting kicked out? There's like, listen, saying, we saw the cameras, and
that's what I'm saying, bro.
You're gonna need to get out of here.
Nah, I couldn't. That would have been. But yeah. Okay, that's another story that I here I go. I'm fucking sharing. I'm fucking what guys think.
I'll tell a bad one. You did. Nah, I'll wait for my turn.
All right. All I was gonna. I'll say this. I didn't do anything like that in the theater. But I'm saying like I think I would feel awkward being like in the middle row and just like. Full on making out.
Oh so, yeah, dude.
Like, cause people it, like if people are trying yeah, to watch and they're dude. Just hearing.
Oh yeah,
us.
When people are like there, like next to you, behind.
Yeah.
You,
right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Right.
That kind of stuff, like PDA, is like a whole different
hate
story.
PDA.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I made a TikTok about this once, and I was just like, I could be like completely into you if you touch me around my friends immediately.
There's like differences. Like, just... like I wouldn't never like you know. Have my girl like sit on my lap in front of you guys. Like that probably just and like
what if there's no seats
in front of you?
I get that. I've done that before. If there's no seats, like
No, I'm saying
like
just like we're here.
Oh, to make out.
Like we're here.
Oh,
like we're chilling. It's yeah. a pregame.
Like there's two open couches and you're choosing
and
to
I'm,
sit on
and you're sitting on my lap in front of us and
y'all
like
ever,
you're like no, stroking my hair.
Y'all
like,
ever I'm sit just... at the same side of the table?
Yeah, no, I don't do
no,
that either.
No, but people at my job
people
someone
do
got
that,
kicked
bro.
Out one time because she was literally giving him a hand job in one of the booths. Like literally
my
walked up
guy.
And was like,
Josh is like, yeah, you know,
he's
I was there.
The movie theater guy.
Movie theater guy. The
I'm not surprised at this guy. Point. No, someone was doing that though. They got kicked out.
Bro, that's fucking great.
God.
Yeah, it was weird.
But yeah, no, just in general, like I would be like, I don't know, like I would just feel weird. But at the same
yeah,
time,
nah,
like
definitely
like,
not.
Like, I don't mind movie. Kissing in the theater, but just like full on the whole time.
Just like, not a first date, like just or just not honestly, not just not just definitely not a first date. Like if you go out on a first date. A second date's fine. You go to, you know, bowling and a movie or like dinner and a movie. That's fine.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
But like
yeah,
first
but
date,
like
you haven't met homegirl yet.
Yeah,
you don't take
movies.
Her to the movies.
The movies are like a middle.
What are you guys
going
to see? Dog?
What do you think we're going tonight?
Fucking Clifford.
No, like, but that's literally like a middle school thing because like no one talked in middle school. Like you just kind of texted that you were dating
yeah.
and that was that. So like.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever that shares.
I didn't touch that. I'm just making sure it stays on. Casey, tell us about your Was it a movie theater experience? Is it a different?
No,
experience?
It was basically my story is, so there was this guy that I used to work with. He also was my best friend at the time's boyfriend's older brother. So I was probably like 18 at the time. He's definitely older than me, but like I'm legal, so it's fine. So I go to his house one night. He was at a bar because he was over 21. I was out illegally drinking because I had a fake. And he was like, come back to my house. And I was like, all right. So I like tell my mom, like, I'm sleeping at my friend's house, whatever. I go back to his house. We're drinking a little bit more.
Right.
We do what we need to do. And then he's literally sitting right after. He turns on the office. I'm laying in his bed. I'm on the verge of blackout, though. He's sitting by his window, like, taking bull packs. He's like, polite. He's like, do you want one? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Because I knew I would be, like, greened out if I took one.
Oh, God.
We're having, like, a random conversation. I'm about to fall asleep, though. Like, I'm tired. Like, it's, like, 4 a.m, whatever. Randomly he's talking about, he says something like his girlfriend, and I was like, you have a girlfriend? He was like, oh no, I still call her that because we just broke up 2 weeks ago, but like I keep trying to reach out to her, but she has a restraining order on me.
Why?
I'm laying in this man's bed, like, and then he goes, he literally just drops it right after that. I was like, is it cool if we keep the office on? I was like, no, go back to the other thing.
You can't skip over that.
I was like, and so I'm just laying there, and then he just kept talking. So like halfway through, I just pretended like I fell asleep. And then the next morning, set my alarm for 7 a.m. The second that thing went off, I turn it off. I didn't want him to wake up. I call my Uber. I'm starting to put on my clothes, whatever. The dog fucking comes in, starts barking at me. So he wakes up. He like walks me out, tries to like kiss me goodbye. And then is texting me for like 2 months every day after that. And I'm like, what? Like, I didn't even ask why because I don't want to know. But like, I'm laying in your bed like half naked. And you just tell me that your ex-girlfriend of 2 weeks has a restraining order on you.
That's wild.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Oh my God. I was so creeped out after that.
Too.
I'm still friends with his brother to this day too. And I told him about that. And he's like, yeah, you know him. And I'm like, what do you mean you know him?
He's got like, that, you know.
I'm like,
restraining order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, he probably still has one. I'm like,
nah, that's
yeah,
crazy.
That was nuts though.
No. Yeah. That's kind of scary. And like, if the roles were reversed there, I'd be like,
yeah, exactly.
I got to go rearrange my sock drawer. Yeah,
I gotta go anywhere else but here.
I wanted to go home so bad, but I was so fucked up, and it was like 4 a.m. I was like, I have to sleep here. I was so mad.
I mean, you gotta be definitely fucked up to slip that out
so that's easily crazy. Too like said it so nonchalantly. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, the other day I actually murdered a person.
I was like, sick, can we go to bed now? What do you want me to say to that?
Yeah you can't, especially that time. Like, what time did you end up leaving?
I literally left at 7 a.m. the next day. I was like, I have work. I didn't fucking have work. I was like, I need to go.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, slept there for maybe 3 hours and then left.
Yeah, that's probably the extent I would keep that, because any longer than that, he probably would have been in his basement chopped up.
He literally asked me like a month after that to like move into my house. Like, he got kicked out of his house.
Oh,
was like,
my God.
Literally asking me if he could sleep at my house for like 2 weeks. I was like,
yeah, come on in. We'll make, bring your stuff, suitcase.
Yeah, like, does a girlfriend still have a restraining order on you?
This is my friend. He has restraining order against him from his ex-girlfriend. We're going to invite him in.
Oh my
he got
God.
Kicked out of his house.
Yeah. He's allowed in. Come on.
Come on in.
We'll just put another bed in my room. We're good.
Like, yeah, right?
What the fuck?
Use the dog's room. That's fine. Nothing wrong with it.
Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, I have crazy stories like that, but we're not going to get into that.
I was laughing my ass off over these Kanye posts, bro.
Oh, I turned his post notifications on.
Just like all the memes and like the cutout faces of him and Uncle Skeet.
Oh, I literally cannot get over that he kept calling him Skeet.
Why did he call him Skeet?
It's funny, dude.
Because he just hates him.
Yeah.
Is that why it just...
It's just like...
Yeah.
It's just a... it's also just like trademarkable. Like, it's just easy to fucking just say.
Right.
Like,
I think it was more of a disrespect thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I'm not even going to call you by your actual name.
Right. And no. Skeet kind of sounds like you're fucking jerking.
Yeah.
Skeeting.
Like, you skiing, you know,
skeet,
not
skeet,
like you're dead ass, bro. Yeah. Like, you're skiing, you're jerking or something. So,
and then he just released his new album,
Donda
2,
on his own streaming platform.
Did he do another live thing, and that like it got fucked
he
up?
He got
right?
like a live thing, and like people paid to like hear his music like for the first time.
But like I saw like. They messed up his microphone or something.
It's
like,
always something. The wind was probably too far to the northeast.
He's very, very, what's it called?
Dude,
neurotic on like what
everything,
happens.
Yeah, everything. Oh, but the documentary that he's in is...
I didn't watch that yet. Is that good?
It's on Hulu?
It's on Netflix. Yeah. The first episode is good. Like it's actually like really... like the footage that this man has from like all these years of him is just crazy shit.
Shit.
It's good. Definitely.
I gotta watch that.
You do. What was some of the posts that you saw?
Oh my God, I was keeping up with it. It was every 14 minutes.
What was like, I swear to God. What was like, what, how do you like cackling?
The one thing he posted, just like a screenshot of what Pete sent to him about, like, I would never, he literally texted him. He was like, I would never like disrespect you and your family. Like, I won't, like, obviously I want your permission to like meet your kids, whatever. And he just posted in all caps. He's like, you will never meet my fucking kids.
Like,
I don't know why that had me. And then his next post after like him going on a rage, he probably posted 50 things, all caps. Then his next post is like, I've been told that me posting in all caps makes it feel like I'm screaming at you guys, so I'm going to stop. And then it was all like lowercase.
It does seem that. Like that. I do. He I is. Would read it like,
no, because he is.
He's screaming. Like, it was just like, oh my God.
I saw the funniest post. It was like Kanye at a basketball game or something like that, and his daughter next to him. And it's like, Dad, Uncle Skeet was so funny today. And it's just like him going like this.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh my goodness, like, gracious, Uncle Skeet, dude.
Uncle Skeet gave his ice cream, got his ice cream today.
He posted something too about like, it was like, he literally got it off Twitter. It was a picture of Ariana Grande and Pete. And it like, the caption was like something about like, Ariana and Pete broke up because he sent like nude pictures of Ariana to like Mac Miller, like this whole thing. And he posts that and then Cap just goes, I'm gonna leave this here.
Oh, and then like he kept
such
posting
a troll, dude.
Yeah. Such a
he
troll.
Is such a troll. It's fucking crazy.
And then
crazy.
He posted the things of his conversation with Kim and she was like, you can't ever keep our stuff private. And he goes, I got a text from my favorite person in the world. Why would I keep it private?
It's so funny because like, he won't look back at that and be embarrassed.
No, of course
he
not.
He deleted
bro.
All of them,
of course but like, not, but he's not embarrassed, bro. The only reason why the only reason why he deleted them because he was told or some shit. Yeah. Right. There's no way he would have deleted those. That's real, some true feelings, bro.
Yeah, 100%. He was just going off that day, though. Like, literally, I don't go on social media that much, but like, I kept his notifications
it's
on,
wild.
So I wanted to see them.
It is, and like,
I mean, he probably definitely just feels like he probably feels like Kim's playing him. Like, he's probably like Pete Davidson,
right?
Like, you went from me, like,
okay, wait,
they're the complete opposite people.
Hold on,
what
hold
I'm
on.
Saying is they're the complete
I love
opposite
Pete,
no, I'm not saying that
Pete's
they're
not
just
a,
the
Pete's
complete opposite of people is what
that's,
I'm saying.
It's the total difference.
Correct.
I see that, but at the same time, every girl, I'm telling you right now, so jealous of Kim.
I mean,
I am.
Guys, like, I mean, girls
every
like
girl?
Pete, dude.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I posted actually one of my TikToks, one of my most viral TikToks was about Pete and MGK. I posted one where
what
I was like, wait, it's crazy too, because I started
crazy.
This trend, and Lil Nas, it was to his song, and he did the trend, but he didn't give me credit, but it's fine.
Wow.
It's fine. If you're watching, it's fine.
Lil Nas, you're going to have to come out with your hands up.
Yeah, I'm pissed, but it's fine. But I did one where I was like, I would never have a threesome, and then it was like, I looked over, and it was like a picture of MGK, and then it was a picture of Pete, and I was like, fuck it.
Crazy, bro.
That's my
really
dad actually
really
blocked me on TikTok after that one, I'm pretty sure.
Can't be having that.
Ba-na-na.
He was just like, you're done. I was like, all right.
What's like, that's some embarrassing stuff, but like, Kanye would never be embarrassing himself. I think that's factual.
Yeah.
What's some stuff that you've seen on like your memories, maybe on any type of social media, where you were just like, why would I post that?
Everything I've ever posted.
It's just like not specific things. It's more or less for me just like pretty much live tweeting my entire life in high school, like in class. Sweating. The next tweet, sweating.
It's really hot today.
The next tweet, Mr. Fagan sucks.
This math test
like,
sucks.
That's
today.
Pretty much what it would be like for me. And like, just like, because
that's like
live
what it,
tweeting.
Like, that's how it was promoted to do that.
Right.
Wasn't that like the thing to
right.
like tell people what you were doing?
What, Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't have a Twitter.
Like,
okay.
Inform you, inform other people
how
to
do
let
not
you
have
know
a Twitter.
You.
I'm not, okay, it's the weirdest thing because like of tick, because of how I am on TikTok.
You don't even like
don't,
Instagram.
Yeah, I don't go on social media. All my notifications on everything except FaceTime is turned off always. So like, if I don't answer your text for 2 weeks, it's because I deadass didn't look at my messages for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I like,
that's pretty good.
I don't like going on my phone. Like, I'm just not a fan.
That's good.
So Twitter's just the one I never really like.
Wait, you found something? You found something in your timeline?
Oh, no.
This text that Casey sent in our chat. This is a picture of me, dude. Did
oh,
you see this?
Yo, what's up, guys? If you need any sizing. That's amazing.
I gotta show this picture to the camera. Like, I really want to fucking show this picture to the camera, dude.
I wish you would. That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, that's. I love that filter. I put that filter on my dad when he was at the gym, and I was like, y'all trying to get some sad gains today? Because it's just like, that. Those filters, bro, look so good sometimes. It just have me dying. Like, that's the perfect,
yeah.
like,
that filter's
zoomies.
So funny.
Oh, bro. Yeah, but, like, I'd be posting, like, if I look back at my Instagram, I'd be posting pictures of like French bread pizza in high school. Like, French bread pizza today.
No, dead ass.
So good.
Dude. No, dead like, ass. Oh, I
French bread.
Yeah.
Tap, double tap.
You liked your own post?
No, I liked
no,
it too.
No, like literally, dude.
Like me looking at it and go, like, wow, that's pretty. I'm put that one on.
It's a
like,
fire. Fire post.
Yo, that iCarly episode with three fire emojis.
Gibby, hilarious! Bro.
That Victoria episode threw me off a cliff.
I forgot we used to like live. I used to live tweet like the MTV Awards or like I remember there was like an MTV Awards. We would we would live tweet it, and there was someone came in with bikes. Like I think it was like Ray Schremer came in on bicycles, and people were like tweeting like I'm on the bikes in the back. Like I'm the fifth bike. Like just fucking around, and we would just type all the shit. I'm like, bro, this is like. This is Twitter, I guess. Dude, somebody had the fucking Twitter awards back in the day in high school.
I remember that.
Funniest tweets. Like, there was, like, a real thing.
I remember that.
We had, like, did you guys ever watch, I'm assuming you didn't, did you guys ever watch Gossip Girl?
No.
I watched a couple episodes.
We had two girls, freshman year of high school, two girls started a Gossip Girl account at my high school.
Damn, that's how you get.
And would literally
tweet. Burn book. Yeah.
Like, it was just on Twitter, and they would just tweet stuff. They eventually got caught and got suspended, but, like, it was just so fucking funny, because every single day it was like.
Melanie from math class is a bitch.
Melanie can go fuck herself.
They used to be like, those two girls are flirting with those two boys. Like, they're really into the Catholic school girls, because they, like, came from Catholic school to the high school.
I remember there was twins in our school. You know what I'm talking about. Girls. In my grade. So there was, like. They're like, oh, this one's the hotter twin, and that just was like,
nah, that was a problem.
That happened to Haley, actually.
Yeah. Don't even say it. It was just like that was like the thing. That
nah, because dead ass. I mean, it's like, truthful.
Gonna have the fucking burn book back up. Make the account
fucking
tonight.
Truthful, man. I mean, that's just facts.
That was facts.
We had that in my high school too. We had the actually Haley is a twin.
Oh really?
That you guys
oh
met,
yeah.
And that happened.
But she's not
too.
An identical twin. You said
not identical, but that did happen too. This guy like that I'm friends with still to this day, but he like released like a list basically of the hottest girls or something.
I think I remember that from like our school yeah. too. Like someone did that shit too, bro. Like that's crazy. Like being dead honest.
Yo, real talk. Do you guys have the calculator app?
The calculator app?
I know what you're talking about, but no.
I saw it on Twitter. It's like, don't mind me with my calculator app. And I was like, what the fuck is a calculator app?
I don't get that.
So the calculator app is like something you can download from the app store and you can put photos in it. Like it's like a calculator, but you type in like your code and then it's like a vault.
So it's
of
like
photos.
My eyes only. Right.
Yeah. Like they, same exactly. Shit. Same shit. Like that, my eyes came after that. Like that was like the OG, I guess.
Oh, right. I didn't know. Right, about right, that. Right, right. I guess I wasn't trying to hide anything. I didn't.
I never had anything to hide either. Yeah. I'd have, my secret, this Krusty Krab secret formula.
I mean, I have a few pictures in my eyes, but like, I don't put shit in there. I got a few flicker dickers in there.
Got some good pics in there.
Yeah, I put anything basically I don't want to get a memory for is in
smart.
There. And my nudes, but that's it.
I was like,
nudes got to
so
be in
there. So don't
go
in there. I had a guy actually ask me one time because we had to talk about it. It was one of my friends though. But he deadass asked me one time drunk. He was like, I know you got some in the vaults in me.
That's great. Yo, and I was like, that's like the funniest shit. Because you know like every girl at the bar has that.
No, but deadass.
Oh, every girl has nudes in my eyes only 100%. Yo, you want to save it because like, you don't want to have to take them again. So you just want to like.
The next time I have like a bet with a girl, I'm going to be like, listen. If I win, I get to see my eyes only. On
no,
the
right. Or ask heads them I win, tails you lose.
Yeah. Or ask them for their notes app, who they've hooked up with or fucked.
Oh, I don't want
to
see that.
Nah, I don't want
to
see
no,
that.
No, like, don't ask them to see it, but just, like,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, I get to see
you
it.
Fucked you fucked up entire, the entire state of Rhode Island.
President Obama. The president of the United States.
The CEO of Hot Topic.
Elon Musk. You were gonna say it. Yeah.
You beat me to it.
Trying to get to the moon.
Yeah.
Do you have any? Because I know we're gonna wrap this baby up because we've been doing it for a minute.
Press that button. What segment?
Oh, okay. Relax. I gotta talk about it. We want you to read some DMs if you have any. Do you have any on hand? Because we want to make
DMs
a new
on Instagram.
Anywhere. It can be Instagram, Tinder.
I
pick
definitely
up
do.
That
I...
are notable.
And let me know when they're ready, because then I'll roll the new segment intro we have.
Yeah, called... sorry, I'm just eager tonight. I'm eager.
It's like you did a line of Cocoa Puffs.
Fucking
he's
something.
Just ready to go to bed.
I am. I'm like overly tired.
Listen, I understand. I understand. But we're almost there.
No, dude. No, we're fine.
I got your hot cocoa right here.
No, I appreciate that melatonin over there. I see that too.
Couple gummy worms.
I don't know have mine all deleted. I'm at one point. Oh no, they didn't. I have them all right here.
All right, let me know when you're ready, and then I'll press this button.
All right. So like, wait a little she's bit. Like, I have to go through. I gotta go. No, because so many people from TikTok DM me, so I never know if it's like something creepy or if it's something like,
oh, okay,
I love you so much, and it's like a 12-year-old girl. Yeah. Like I don't know.
Right. Like I, so I gotta, I'm like, such a big fan. Yeah.
I know I've gotten some crazy Tinder stories sent to me because of the series, which was.
All right. While you look for those, we'll advertise this weekend.
Yeah.
We got big things coming. We got Just Jakes and Montclair coming Friday. Josh, where are we going Saturday, baby? We got something Saturday.
Saturday's Porta. We got Chuck E. Cheese for the pregame.
You know we're getting that stuffed crust because that's the only thing we need.
Yo, I really want to try the Spicy Lovers Pizza for pizza. Found no it. Lie. You found it? All right, cool. All right.
I realized when I was scrolling that I had one that was like crazy, and I know for a fact he still follows me on TikTok because I see his comments on my TikToks.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it.
He sent me this at least 15 times and tried to call me through Instagram, but all my DMs go to like requests if I don't follow you just because of like TikTok.
Exactly.
He sent me, the first message he sent me was, hey, love your TikToks. Just wanted to let you know if you send me a video of you rolling your eyes and fainting, I'd pay you. Then, didn't stop there. Hey, sorry, if this is random. First off, love the TikToks. And if you send me a video of you rolling your eyes back and pretending to faint, I'd pay you.
Pretending to faint?
Like literally went on and on like...
Yeah. Like saying the same thing?
Saying the same thing every single time. And then commented one time on my TikTok saying like, that? You don't answer my DMs. Like, wow. Why the fuck would I answer your DMs? Like, I don't need money that bad. Like, I'll fucking like...
I need to know what that fetish is called. The eye roll back faint? I've never heard of the
like a
the
mat faint. Like what are you like is that like a
is
fetish?
It like,
a,
like if it's like anything's a fetish. I've maybe it's this. Like a nah I just have no
you
idea
can't even, like,
nah I don't know I'm trying to think like what the rationalization
be
behind that would
be
like of what like
rolling your eyes
and pretending to fan. I don't want to do it here because like, I might as well get paid if I'm gonna
exactly.
Yeah, how much you tossing?
He didn't say how much.
He didn't say how much, and I don't even want to know because I'm like, I'm not going
to. Like, how believable does that have to be? I would have an actor in there fucking pulling
me in. I was going to say, imagine she was like,
stab her in the heart, and she's like.
I put myself into a fucking seizure.
There's no way you're doing that right now over there. Holy shit, dude.
Oh my god.
You were just convulsing. I was about to get a fucking priest in here.
Whoever DM'd her, that's going to be $100 at
there
least.
There you go. Yeah, pay him.
Holy shit. That was funny, dude.
Yeah, she gets 10%.
You wanted that so bad?
Like, all right, 200. She gets
that
100.
That was funny,
I get 100.
Dude.
You can take 150. I didn't.
She's like, well,
you did all that?
I'll have my people call your people. We'll talk about money. Right,
yeah. Maybe it's like a orgasm face.
That's what I was thinking a little
but
bit.
But why rolling but your eyes back?
No, yeah. I mean girls do that, but like
girls
the fainting, yeah,
no,
the fainting,
the fainting
thing, that's
it's
weird.
Like I fucked you so hard.
The, eye, the eyes rolling back is honestly weird. That's whatever.
Yeah,
like, the
eyes rolling is
shit
fine.
Is weird.
I've been asked to roll like just from guys on Snapchat, like they just want to,
oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
they
yeah,
no, guys on hot. Snapchat ask you creepy things like.
Hey, I mean, I would never ask that, but like if I'm being honest, that's a turn on to me.
The eyes
rolling the eyes
back in the middle, not like I would never ask you.
I was like,
I would
like
never
Exorcist?
Like send a fucking like Snapchat and ask you. I
oh,
say.
I've been asked.
I would never
during sex. Are you saying
just
no?
Like,
I've
I would
been
never
asked
ask
Snapchat.
To do it. I'm just saying
oh,
when it occurs, when it like it just occurs.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh
that's
yeah, no guys, I could see that.
That's
but
what I'm
the
saying.
Fainting,
like,
when
it,
like
no,
guys have literally asked me to roll, like kind of like roll my eyes and like.
I would
say
never
their
ask.
Name
like that shit just happens. Like I like it when.
How much is that?
Definitely more than $20 now.
Casey, thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful
thank you for
podcast.
Having me.
This is really good. I like this.
I
is
had
a great
a
episode.
Lot of fun.
Not a great episode, yeah. Obviously. Always.
Guys, go follow us on whatguysthink _ official on Instagram. Casey, what's your TikTok?
Mother Casey.
Mother Casey? Is it mother? Yeah. Like with
no,
an A?
No, just
or?
Like Mother Casey because everyone asked me to adopt them. So I just changed my username.
That's pretty good. But yeah. do people call you mommy in the DMs too?
Probably.
They
I don't
will
check
now.
You just started a whole rapid fire.
Mommy.
Mommy, I watched the podcast.
I watched the TikTok.
Oh my God. Nah, next DM you're going to get is, I'm going to pay you to change my light bulb or some shit.
Can
some
you switch
shit.
A light bulb with your mouth?
Yeah. Guys, I'm a handyman. I'll send anything for money.
I wish they would, like, why can't someone pay me to do like real work? Like, hey, can you bake cookies on
no, dead ass.
$350? Fuck that. I would take it immediately. How much?
I'll do it tonight. That's actually what we're doing tonight. Guys, thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Well, actually, we do it every other week. So every other week, 2 weeks from now, we'll see you then. Everybody, have a good weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather wherever you are. Stay classy, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.